When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk and news here with us. And we'll be going over the two current queens of K-pop. And ending with the two current kings of K-pop, right?
That's I would objective.
Say. I guess yes. It's objective, but for Haley, it's facts.
Yes.
But of course, sometimes we do Genshin and anime. Maybe anime might be brought up here and there, but yeah, mostly K-pop, as always. So thank you for joining us. As always, we are available on all platforms wherever you're tuning in right now. Yes, we are there, along with some social media stuff.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Where you can chat with Haley or me.
Yes.
If mostly Haley. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Haley will post some videos that she promised us years ago.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get started today. This week we have, like I said, the two queens of K-pop. Let's see. Might as well spin, like flip a coin. Who should we pick first? Let's do Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
Because we finally have it. We have some Jisoo solo news.
Finally.
And not just any news. No. We have a date. A release date.
Ooh.
The end of this month, March 31st, is Jisoo's solo single album. Finally. Finally.
It's been how many years?
I feel like they always kept saying, oh yeah, it's coming out this year. Like, well, finally it happened. It's actually happening this year. We've been waiting for a while and super excited. And we know from a couple episodes ago that they were currently working on it by filming and all that, but that's pretty soon, to be honest. That's pretty awesome.
Like, it's like 3 weeks away.
I didn't expect it to be so soon, especially when they just announced, like, oh, we're filming, just starting to film. Because it does take a while to, you know, do full edits for, like, music videos and everything.
Right.
And also, you know, they had some teasers, some, like, I guess some photo teasers. She looks really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jisoo always looks good, so.
Right, she's the chameleon.
Let's rewind that. What do you mean?
Because I feel like chameleon. She looks different in every single post or video that she puts.
Right.
Bad way.
Let's try to repair Haley's words. Literally, what Haley's trying to say is when you look at Jisoo in different, I guess you could, like, all her different photos,
like,
and different angles, different outfits.
Depending on her hairstyle or makeup.
She looks like a different person, and it's not in a bad way.
No, she looks good in every single one.
She looks amazing, and sometimes she just looks like a different person.
Yeah.
She's like gorgeous from every angle, and it, like, when, like, sometimes she'll look like a full on model. Sometimes she'll look like an actress. Sometimes she looks like Jisoo. The other times, it's just like, depending on her angle and, like, how they, like, dress her up and, you know, little tweaks here and there to the makeup, right? Man, she can look like a different person, but she'll still be, like, drop-dead gorgeous. So, yeah, she obviously looks good in this one. And it's, you know what's crazy? On K-Town For You, she has broken the record for the highest first-day pre-orders of any album.
That's nuts. Go Jisoo.
Any album. That's surprising.
That is surprising, like, but maybe a lot of people were waiting for it.
Well, we were. I mean, like, but then the what's surprising is, like, you
even,
know that
even Blackpink.
Blackpink themselves. I mean, NewJeans did really well, but, like, Blackpink themselves, or even, like, Twice. Blackpink in general, like, I think they still, like, technically Jisoo is part of Blackpink, so she's part of this anyways, but I think they're the number one I think of like on the records for like pre-sales in general. Oh. Like not just because this one is K-Town For You, but I meant like overall pre-sales. Mm-hmm. I think they hit over like 2 million for Damn. Born Pink, which nice. Is crazy. Yeah, so and I think second is our other sets of Queens at Twice. Mm-hmm. And you know what album that is? I mean, this is supposed to be news later, but since I'm already talking about it, it's for this album.
It's a new one.
Ready to Be. Mm-hmm. So 1.7 million off the top of my head, because mm-hmm. I don't even have this in my phone. I just remember, this is not even in my notes. It's mm-hmm. just, I remember seeing like a post. So yeah, Blackpink and Twice, they're up there. And not just that, I feel like they're still touring.
Blackpink?
Like, yeah, I mean, like, they're on their break right now, I think, right? Or was it this month or next month?
Where are they supposed to go now?
I forgot. They think it's going to be some more, like, some, like, Southeast, like, Asia or something. I think either that or, no, did they finish Europe?
Man, did they go to Europe?
I'm so, like, this is just hard to keep track of, like, right. Unless I pull up, like, their post or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what's the funny part, too? Like, I think I sent it in one of our group chats, too. Like, isn't it crazy, like, how they are different depending where they're performing? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, Lisa and Jennie mm-hmm. were like twerking and going crazy and nuts
in the U.S.
Like, the U.S. and like some other countries too. Mm-hmm. Like, but then like they're not as crazy. Like already we've seen like in like Korea and some Asian mm-hmm. countries, but the craziest one was Riyadh. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because of course I think, you know, like the culture is a little different there. You right. know. They is more like sensitized to, you know, twerking and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So when you see them like performing there, like I saw some of the videos, they're comparing all of them. Then they showed like Riyadh and it's like PG.
Like they're covered up too.
Like
right?
they're more covered. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're more mm-hmm. covered up and they're like, you know, like cute
showing
dancing.
Showing less skin.
Well, no, cute dancing and yeah. not, they're mm-hmm. not twerking. Mm-hmm. So that was, it's just interesting, but it's cool to see that like, you know, they kind of know and understand
respect
exactly the areas and, you know, where they know where they're performing.
Yeah, they know that the U.S. is wild.
Yeah, as you can tell. But, you know, that was something really cool that I noticed. Not, you know what? Since we're talking about YG, let's talk about YG's mm-hmm. group. Because Baby Monster, mm-hmm. we have talked about Baemon a little bit before. Did you hear what happened?
Yeah, I saw it.
Isn't that insane? So, I guess all the members, including all of us, we all found out mm-hmm. that YG's plans were not to, like, they first off, they trailered and teased mm-hmm. seven members.
Yes.
Right? Seven members. BTS numbers kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Guess what? They then announced, or he announced, that not all the members will debut.
Right, so are they going to be put into, like, a survival show?
I don't know if it's a show. This is probably part of it already, but, like, it's just insane. So, yeah, like, it's already, yeah, it's a survival thing so far for
them. I mean, honestly, like, when I was reading it, it was kind of reminding me of Stray Kids' survival show. Because remember how they had the members already, they made them do a music video for Hellevator, but then at the end they were like, well, not all of you are going to debut. And then he eliminated Lino and Felix.
Well, spoilers. You could at least do spoiler warnings.
Hello! They already know that they're in
do
there.
Do they, Haley?
Yeah.
Did you guys
it's
know?
It's been like
Did
how many
Did you guys,
years?
Gals, and everyone in stays know?
Yeah, they should know if you're a stay. So, but then, yeah, so I was like kind of the same thing. But luckily, you know, he brought back Lino and Felix.
Obviously, Lino and Felix are
fine and dandy. That's what it kind of just reminded me of, because I was like, well, they made a music video, but then they still going to kick people off?
It sucks because Felix was kicked out literally because he was not good at Korean.
Which is so stupid. Can you imagine Stray Kids?
He's still learning. He was literally learning still.
Poor thing. Like, can you imagine Stray Kids without Felix? He's no like the voice and the fucking face of Stray Kids, I feel.
We got no Felix. Felix. Yeah. Can you? Yeah. And then you got no one savage like Lino.
Yes. Quiet, savage Lino.
So, yeah, I mean, that's actually a good point. I didn't even think of it that mm-hmm. way. It's possible they'll say that now and then, oops, look, okay, fine, we'll bring you back.
Blah, and then blah, be blah. Like, ha, seven members. So, hopefully.
Yeah. You know, that's something I didn't even consider. So, yeah, let's take it with a grain of salt.
Maybe it just makes them work harder, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, look at
Yeah, Felix had to learn Korean, and then when he came
back
Felix on the
show, Felix was, like, scared and, like, yeah. sad and crying
and
shitless.
And that's the first time I feel like that's the only time Lino has ever cried.
For real. Yeah. He's like, man, mm-hmm. fucking JYP yep. made me cry. Yeah. Never again.
Oh, poor thing.
He's like, never again with a camera around.
Felix doesn't care. He cries all the time.
Oh, yeah. We know that. Every concert. Let's see. So, yeah, Baby Monster will never... Well, they... Quote, unquote, was one of the things that they said. Baby Monster will never be a seven-member group.
Will never be a seven-member group?
Yeah. I'll have that in quotation marks for the final evaluation.
What?
There will definitely be...
Eliminated
well, trainees.
There you go. How many are they going to make? Five?
Come on, YG. Four? He's trying to be cooler than JYP by following through.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they during the Stray Kids thing, the survival show, mm-hmm. they did compete against random YG stuff, right? It was YG group.
Yeah, it was.
Like, and some of them were like ended From up being treasure. A treasure. Yeah, mm-hmm. so... We will see. Let's get into the other queens of K-pop. Because they graced the Los Angeles air with their presence.
Yes.
Because they were here
last weekend.
Yeah. I think we said they came in like Monday or something.
Yeah.
They were here for to promote, and also because there was a pop-up event, like a pop-up shop.
Yeah.
Plus, like
shop,
a
like photo op area.
Yeah, so kind of similar to like Blackpink when they had theirs, but mm-hmm. this one was only 2 days, mm-hmm. and very differently enough, they actually showed up to the pop up.
That's crazy. I don't think anyone expected that.
No, because everyone assumed, or like if you are familiar with what happened, Blackpink, they visited the pop up beforehand,
right?
Then you never saw them.
Right. Yeah, they took pictures before everyone was. Allowed in, and then they left. And so that's what we thought.
Twice did that.
Yes, they did.
Then people like that lined up like early, like saw them leaving, and the vans waving and mm-hmm. saying bye.
Yeah.
But
they came back.
They ended up coming back again. I think it was like around 2 p.m. or some shit. It was crazy because it's like these are like the other people that are, you know, like they filtered and sold because I think it opened like at like 12.
Noon, yeah.
So people, like, a couple hours later, you know, obviously people have come and gone already. So these lucky-ass onces that were there during this specific time got to see them because they came back. Not only did they come back, they came to the register, and they were in the front of the registers. I believe they were helping, sell or, like, distribute merch.
Yeah, and give away their photo cards.
Yes. So what actually happened was Nayeon and Jiho, there was actually photos... Or not photos. There was videos of them. They were actually like choose. Okay, so when you, let me back up again. When you purchase like I think $40 or more, what happens is you get a free photo card, and these free photo cards ended up selling for like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, because you had to spend at least $40
That's
to get.
That's what you said, Haley. Haley just
Sorry.
Came back. Okay,
I had to get water. I was dying. Okay,
okay? Yes, so people know. So second time, yes, they were $40. I'm telling them already that the resale prices were nuts.
Yeah, okay? They were fucking insane.
And like, there was $300? Sana selling for $400. Like it sold for $400 on Mercari. But the crazy part was, and the funny part too, like there were videos of people recording twice, mm-hmm. giving out the photo cards. And when they did, because it's usually a random member.
Yeah.
But if you were with Nayeon or Jiho.
Yeah. They dug through the bag and made sure that you got their photo card specifically.
It was not a random member.
So
it
funny.
Was, Jiho gave out Jiho and Nayeon. Like she's just like. Okay, then she's just like casually like
rummaging through the
goes
bag.
Goes through the whole, yeah. not the bag, like it's like a deck of like yeah. like cards.
Yeah.
And it's like, here you go, I'm going to put this in your bag. And of course it's her. So if you're any other bias besides Jiho and Nayeon and you had Jiho or Nayeon at the end giving you your bag, you did not get your bias. But that's pretty cool though.
I'd rather get it from them, honestly.
It's pretty cool. If they picked it out themselves, hell yeah. I guess you're right. I would take it gladly. I wish Sana would have gave it to me. Mm-hmm. First off, I did not even attend the event, mm-hmm. unfortunately, because we were super busy actually this mm-hmm. weekend.
Past weekend, yeah.
This past weekend. Like my cousin was in town. I think we had a dentist appointment and some other stuff going on. But a couple of our friends actually did go. Zach and James, they look like they had an awesome time.
Yeah, their pictures are so funny because, like, in that photo op area, because Twice had taken photos prior and then they were posting it on their Instagram and they recreated all the pictures.
It was an awesome parody of the Twice members doing the same exact photos.
Yeah, it's so funny.
And I think they got there a little bit late. They were there for a while. Around 6 hours.
Yeah, I think they got in it around like six or seven.
Twice was asking people like, how long did they wait for?
Oh, God.
So people were like, oh, we were here like
yesterday.
Yes. The earliest and craziest one that like shocked Nyan. Nyan's face was like, are you insane?
Like, you guys are fucking crazy.
I heard it was 1 p.m. the day before. So that's Friday.
People, like camping, yeah.
They are insane. I don't know if I can hang or do any of that kind of stuff now, too.
I would never do that because I need my bed, I need a shower, and I need a toilet.
And you're not guaranteed to even meet them. These people that got there, like, got lucky. It was, like, during that one perfect moment, like, the perfect storm. Because these people who line up at 1 o'clock or earlier, they're gone already.
I think those people, like, that were lining up and camping out, didn't even expect Twice to be there, so they were just wanting to be the first ones in for the merch. You know?
Well, that's true too. No, but
they didn't know that Twice was going to be there.
None of us knew, but we did hope. Everyone was hopeful. Yeah. Right? I mean, they did get Twice, and they were upstairs for a little bit also,
that's true.
But they like the really lucky people are obviously the ones like in between our friends and the people who were there super early because
they were working the register.
Like to be. Can you imagine? I can't because Haley would die if Stray Kids had a pop-up and then Changbin slips his photo card when you purchase it.
And his number. Just kidding.
You wish.
No, but
he's going to slip me his number.
No, shut the hell up. No, but then because Zach was saying, because like, okay, Twice had a pop-up. Don't you think Stray Kids would the next time that they tour? Because I feel like JYP is very like, he does the same thing for each group.
Look at you. Haley's eyes all of a sudden start lighting up, thinking and imagining.
I'm not camping overnight, though. Forget that.
Well, we know what they're going to do, if anything. Yeah. So we just get there early the day before, like maybe a few hours. Because if you get there, because I think Zach and James got there like maybe like
an hour before.
An hour or two before.
But they said there were so many people.
Well,
like
that's
400
what I'm saying.
People.
So if you get there like 4 hours earlier,
at 8 o'clock.
It'll be just like around the same type of wait, right? So and you'll get in, but then have a chance of maybe seeing them.
Because I'll just hide in the bathroom.
The pictures that they were sending us, it was like, you know, it was really like dusk outside.
Yeah.
Like it was like sunset. So that's pretty crazy, though.
I'm just going to hide in the bathroom until they come.
And, God, I hope there's security nearby.
No.
Also, like, one of my other friends from college, she, like, drove by because they wanted to kind of, like, swing by if it was short. Mm-hmm. They drove by the line, like, around 7 when it's, like, dark.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was still, like, wrapped around the block.
Fucking insane.
So they're like, oh, no. Once are crazy. But we should know that. I think every fandom is crazy.
Every fandom is crazy for their
artists. Mm-hmm. There was a cool, like, obviously they traveled and visited random parts in LA.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, when I saw the photos.
They went to Santa Monica, of course.
Well, no, of course. I mean, I think that was like Mina and stuff. But no, I'm talking about Chewie and Dubu. At the Getty. Oh my, that's something like RM would do or Tay or some shit.
No, I know.
Man, at the Getty Museum. Fuck. I'm sad because in the back of my head, I'm like, I wonder if any of them are going to visit the Getty. Oh, it's either the Getty or like LACMA. Like these are two really popular museums here in LA.
But they also went to Salt and Straw.
Oh God.
Nyan and Momo, I think.
All of them. So John Somi went, ITZY went. So if a K-pop girl group is here, it's going to be Salt and Straw.
Man, I wish I worked there.
Or Bomsan, if you're like SM, because that's where Aespa went, right?
Yeah,
because
their SM building is there.
Is right across the street. I wonder when the hell that's going to open. It's like, it's just, I feel like it's just been there.
I don't know. It's
all graffiti and it's like walled out with like, you know, the fence. We still have a couple more things for Twice. So Twice, they are in New York currently now because they will be performing and be on Jimmy Fallon. Mm-hmm. I was about to say Jimmy Kimmel. The other Jimmy. So Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
So I think they're going to be, you know, obviously promoting Ready to Be.
Right.
And also I believe they're having some random event on Roblox too. So if you play Roblox, Haley's favorite game.
The one that I didn't know anything about until was it NCT?
I think so. You know what's wild though? A lot of these K-pop groups and stuff, they're like incorporating or collaborating with like these different like online games. Mm-hmm. It's interesting and cool.
Right.
It just sucks that we're... You know, we need a Genshin one.
Genshin, yeah, Stray Kids. Hello, Felix. Where
apparently
are you?
Changbin also.
Felix. People were saying that he was just doing that for the advertisement.
Of course he was, but...
But yeah.
He probably borrowed Felix's account.
I know.
Actually, no. Felix would never. No. but... See, so there's Genshin Impact.
Yeah, that's our, I wish Felix.
That's our sprinkle of Genshin Impact today.
Please.
No, but, and also, their album for Twice, Ready to Be, is actually going to be coming out in a couple days, March 10th. So it's coming up already.
Oh, that's 2 days away.
I really checked, and they already shipped out the albums. So I don't know when it's going to come
in.
Where is
that from? JYP Shop?
Yeah, so you know how the hell that works. It's through that bullshit stuff, and it's stuck at that one facility that everyone...
Oh, but at least they shipped it.
Yeah, they shipped, though. God knows how long it's going to be stuck at wherever it is. But this is... we ordered the signed versions.
Oh, yeah, that's
as
right.
Always. And this time, the signed item, instead of the bookmarks, which is what it was for the last one, it says it's a signed photo. So it should be interesting.
Like a postcard, maybe?
I'm guessing a postcard, too. But we'll see. Hopefully it's cool.
Man, that means when Stray Kids releases their next album, it'll be signed.
Yours was cool, though.
No, because it was
the
photo
cards.
Like, yeah, I really like
that
one.
I wish it was the photo cards for Twice. Come on,
JYP.
Honestly,
yeah, they should have.
I guess the bookmarks are okay, but still.
No, photo cards are better.
I'm still missing. So if... Oh, any fellow ones that are listening to this, I am missing Mina and a Nayeon bookmark.
Mm.
Okay, so I have an extra Chaeyoung. If you want a and if you want any other stuff, I have tons of photo cards. I mean, binders. Even of, like, other groups and, like, you know, obviously, Le Sserafim, New Jeans. I have Blackpink, obviously.
Stacy.
So, if you want to trade for some shit, let me know. Mm-hmm. Hit us in the Instagram DMs. Because I want those two bookmarks. I'll pay for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I know they're authentic. I don't want you guys... just using your Sharpie and writing on
right.
it. Because there have been a lot of fakes, so you got to be careful of those too. And I'm not talking about just Twice, but even the Stray Kids ones.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was pretty bad. Yeah, so that hopefully will be coming out soon. I have a random news thing to talk about. All the OGs that know BAP, mm-hmm. like Haley,
mm-hmm.
you guys, BAP.
The babies.
You guys, the baby, yeah, babies.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that crazy news? Or did you only hear it when I told you about it?
Like I heard it from you, but then it started popping up on my like TikTok and stuff.
Okay, perfect. Because it was a Filipino TikToker who found a BAP trophy.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the music awards one. I think, was it Mama?
Mama, I think.
Okay, so it was Mama. A Mama music award, like their actual trophy. It was authenticated. They found it at a random like secondhand thrift shop somewhere in the Philippines.
That's so random.
What is it doing in the Philippines?
Do they have Mama in the Philippines?
I don't know. Like someone's early, Jirla, one of our friends said something about it.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Like there was something like maybe one of them, because like she said there was like hard times or some shit for BAP.
I don't know if she was making that
up,
though.
Oh, okay, shit. Well, I don't know.
She was joking around, okay, I think.
Know.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell a sarcasm part in the text.
I think what had happened was like, maybe the industry, like they didn't sell it, like BAP didn't sell it,
yeah.
But then like their company did.
Maybe they needed, they were desperate for the money.
That's so fucked up.
I don't, either way, this person's mom is the one that saw it and bought it.
But are they a baby?
They bought it a while ago. No, she said that she didn't know about it. Like the mom already bought it a while back.
Yeah.
Then she got into K-pop. Then she found out and did her homework,
mm-hmm.
saw who BAP was. Then she found out that way. But the mom bought it for 200 pesos, which is less than $4.
I feel like people, I think I saw a TikTok and then someone was saying like, you should contact some of the members of BAP and give it back to them.
Oh, hell no. This is a
family. No, I would give it to them.
It's a family heirloom.
Because can you imagine then I could meet, I'll be like, I'll give it to you if only I can meet up with you.
Okay, if you say it that way. But then the thing is, you have to put it, okay, if it was our perspective, sure. So if it's you and Jirla, sure, it makes sense.
Yeah.
If it's me and I found like Le Sserafim's or New Jeans like Mama Award,
mm-hmm.
hell yeah, I would do it, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the case. She wasn't even a baby to begin with, right? So it's like she has no real connection or anything like in terms of that. So, I mean, that's why I would, if I was like in her position, like I guess I would just keep it. They said they've been taking really good care of it. It's just like on display.
That's
it's, like,
crazy.
But, like, you know, like, sure, if it's, like, BTS, like, actually, no. Scary thing is if it was BTS, I would think, like, HYBE would try to get a hold of it, mm-hmm. and you would not meet any of the members.
But the like, thing is, like, I feel like no other company would do that because BTS company is
This is a different story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously, if you're finding their mm-hmm. awards in a Filipino thrift shop, there's other problems that are going on behind the scenes. But, yeah, isn't that cool? Cool and crazy. What a crazy story. So check your Goodwill, check your secondhand shops, especially if you're in the Philippines, maybe Japan and Korea. You never know what you're going to find.
That's crazy.
Because we know damn sure you're not going to find that in America.
Nope.
or would you?
I don't know.
Mm.
Find an Oscar instead.
If it's an Oscar from... Actually, no, never mind. Anyways... I was trying to think of someone I would want, like, no, their Oscar. I don't really care as much. I guess we could talk about SM. Mm-hmm. SM time here. NCT Dream. I know they had their tour, but did they announce more stuff?
I have no idea.
Because I know there's a new set of tickets going on sale this Friday also. March 10th again.
This is March 10th.
Yeah. So I think NCT Dream tour, The Dream Show 2, is now going to have, like, a second leg or something.
Is it, like, an encore?
I don't know. I mean, because Haley and I are not, like, we are not, what's their fandom? Is there notes on it?
Netsons.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it's like CNetties or something.
CNetties.
Something interesting. No,
I thought it was Netizen. No, but not the Netizen. Bad, not the bad
you're
one.
I think Nets. Haley, you're thinking of Knets. Nope. I think these are CNetties. But yeah, either way, I'm surprised. So they're going to have more shows in the U.S., for the, like, if this is their, what is it?
N Citizens.
Okay.
And NCT Zen for short. So I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yes. So there. yeah, they're going to be April 5th through April 21st. They're going to go to Newark, aka like New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chicago, Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, LA, then they end in Seattle. At Climate Pledge Arena.
I love that theater.
Our favorite venue because Stray Kids, man, yeah. that was amazing.
That venue is so nice.
It's real. It's like super updated, yeah. And it's super. If you're on the floor and there's an extended stage, you will. If you're like near
the hundreds, you're like on the floor still.
If you are near a barricade or like even close, you are so close. Even yeah. The hundreds. Mm-hmm. If you're in the hundreds near the extended stage, you will. They will see you.
Yes, they will.
You're so close because you're just like three or two seats away.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you're standing on the same level as them, kind of. So it's pretty wild. Yeah. So you're right. One of my favorite venues for sure.
I also like the Honda Center here because it's similar to
that's true.
Pledge, but it's like older, obviously.
Climate Pledge was dang.
Yeah,
that's
so
good food too, and like everything is.
Yeah.
Please have more there. Please end there more because we will go to Seattle to see Stray Kids.
Yeah.
And please do not come back here again. Like, please just end it there. Yeah. Let it be special.
That's what it was supposed to be.
Also, let's see. More SM stuff. Red Velvet is having their fourth concert, R to V.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be held in person, but it's only in Korea, the KSPO Dome, right? Of course. And it's crazy because it has been about 3 years and 5 months since their last concert.
Damn. Like, solo concert. Because of COVID.
I think so. Like that and maybe like comebacks, like everything combined. So that's pretty cool. So all the Rev Loves out there should
Rev
be very...
Rev Loves.
Isn't it cute? It's like Red Velvet mm-hmm. and then Love.
Mm-hmm.
They Love, I guess.
Yes.
Rev-a-Love.
Rev-a-Love.
That's a cute name. Actually, I like that fandom name. So yeah, so that's going to be super exciting if you're a Rev-a-Love in Korea or are going to visit and somehow get their hands on it. Which reminds me, if ticketing is a little different in Asia, but to get you guys all ready, because in about a month, Haley and I will be in Japan.
Yes.
When we are in Japan, we will be there for a few weeks, like almost 3 weeks, if not, like barely, like touching 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So we are going to have to do a couple pre-recorded episodes. When those pre-recorded episodes happen, we have a couple topics that we will just be talking about because... We obviously won't be able to keep up to date and record
the
news
during that week.
Like current news and events going on. One of the topics is going to be international ticketing for K-pop, like artists and groups versus like here in the U.S. and possibly some other westernized like countries.
Because
it's very different and you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Well, I won't spoil it, but it's very interesting. Yeah, it'll. It depends. It could make you angry. It could make you sad. It could make you jealous. It could make you happy if you're rich. But and if you're rich, it could also make you sad because of the other. Like it's really interesting because we actually talked to one of our friends from Japan.
Yeah.
Who got like tickets for twice.
Yeah, or trying to
like, and she explained a lot of things. It's really interesting. So look forward to that random. That one of those random episodes where we will be talking about random stuff, including biases, bias records, and explaining a lot of different things, which will be during the mid-April.
Yeah.
One of those episodes. Okay, so moving on, though. You know, I think we do have one last SM thing. And, of course, it wouldn't be an SM news if we didn't get into the... Everyone grab your popcorns.
Fucking drama.
The SM drama. So it continues... The Hype versus SM, and then Kakao Talk is included. Jeez. It's really crazy and interesting. We've been talking and following this like the past couple weeks, I feel like, already. But it seems like... So the interesting part was Lee Soo-man, which is SM, right, himself. We kind of didn't have any real, like, anything from him regarding, like, why he was all of a sudden just, like, gave his stuff to Hype, right?
Mm-hmm.
So finally, there was like an interview or a statement he made. Apparently, he wanted, quote unquote, for me, he wanted the best.
Mm-hmm.
And the best at that point was Hype.
Oh.
Like, and although they were in competition with SM, because obviously SM and Hype are, you know, they are competition.
Right.
The success of BTS is the pride of all of our people. So, like, all of Korea.
Yeah.
So, like, it just, I guess, like, he wanted to leave SM in good hands because Hype did so well with, you know, out of nowhere, BTS.
Right, exactly.
Like, Big Hit, like, was just a small company out of nowhere. And I guess, like, that's what he took into account for why he, like, decided, like, Hype and Bang PD, you know? So.
Right.
But it's interesting because now Kakao is... like, I think one the Hype thing didn't really go through, right? Because Kakao put in a new offer, and that new offer is a little bit more than Hype. So, and it seems like Kakao might end up taking reins over SM.
That's so weird.
And one of the other things was the current CEOs of SM, you know, like the nephew and the other dude, they kind of want Kakao to be the higher. They favor Kakao over Hype. For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, and the interesting part, like, you know, like, yeah, they're favoring them. And it's just, you know, like we talked about this before, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty and like, even like the group, like Key has talked about it.
Uh-huh.
A lot of like different SM artists have like talked about it a little bit. Like, you know, there's a lot of like, we don't know what's going on, what's going to happen.
Right.
There's a lot of worry and a lot of like.
Yeah, hopefully like the artists are just not. Left.
They're still doing their own thing because I mean at least aespa, you know, they continued on with their concert, their live concert. But the crazy and interesting part was after all this stuff has been going on, did you know there's like a lot of other labels contacting SM, receiving quote-unquote love calls, like for their artists, because like in this a lot of artists are very like, you know, have a lot of interest because I mean, shit, SHINee is SHINee.
Right.
aespa is aespa. NCT is NCT. Let Red Velvet, like all these huge artists.
About
like
EXO,
SNSD.
Super Junior.
Like all these artists are huge under SM.
Right.
So a lot of other companies, like not even Hype, like other companies have been like trying to like call and see if like any of them are available.
Uh-huh.
So that's like crazy. Isn't that interesting? This is something like kind of unprecedented.
Yeah,
right?
We'll see what happens.
That'd be really interesting. It's different from like when Hype just absorbed Pledis
and
took in all the S. Mm-hmm. Like this is like what the highest bidder.
Yeah.
Like people are like asking for like how much? 25, 26 for aespa kind of thing. And yeah, the drama continues. We will
stay tuned
for chapter 4. But before that, you could definitely give us a notification bell. Tap on that. What else can they do, Haley? They could like leave a rating. How many stars do we prefer?
Oh, my COVID shot.
Oh, sorry.
You keep touching my arm.
I'm sorry. I was okay. Sorry.
Sorry, we got our booster today, and he keeps touching my arm. On Spotify, What are you asking me?
Oh my god. How many stars do you want the people to give us?
5 stars.
And then, you could check us out on Spotify, Google Podcasts. Like I said, we're available on every platform. You could give us DM messages. We do get a good handful. Mm-hmm. And we do try to get back to you. Where can they do that?
On Instagram. At Permission to Stand Podcast.
And will you be posting some stuff on TikTok?
Maybe.
God.
I'm doing our itinerary. Okay. And I still have to make my Stray Kids sign.
Oh my god. You say it like you don't wait till the last like three days.
I always leave it to the last minute.
Yes. So with that said, it's time for the two current kings, which are objective.
Because in my heart.
In Haley's heart. Because 17 are kings also.
Oh shit. Yeah.
NCT or King? Like, you know what? Yeah, this is Haley's Kings of K-pop currently.
The ones that rule my life. Mainly Stray Kids right now.
Okay. I mean, 17. Oh, you know, I know they're not the ones in your heart, but I forgot. We do have one small thing about 17. Mm-hmm. With the, you know, all the success of BSS going on. Yes. They also will have, like, the group themselves, 17, is having a fan meet, a live stream. Mm-hmm. This weekend, March 10th. See, everything's March 10th. March 10th through March 12th. I do not know the details, so Google it up.
But so I think it's just like, you know, one of those ones. They obviously have one in person, but they're streaming it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So it's like an offline, but they're also streaming it online.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's the one where they like interact. They have like a small concert. They do songs, games.
Those are cool. They need to have more official ones. Because like a lot of the ones I've seen are like fan cams like with Twice and stuff. They need to have their own official. This is cool. They should stream like this.
They always have this though. And then like Stray Kids has theirs too.
No, I know. But do they live stream it? No. They don't.
Do they?
No.
No.
No. The answer is no. Stop trying. No. Actually, I don't know. It's possible. But I don't think so. I mean, like, because this was interesting to see that this is an actual fan meet live stream. I know for a fact Blackpink didn't have one.
I don't remember. Honestly, I don't watch those. Because I just find it online later, I think. But yeah, that's cool that they're streaming it. Honestly, so like, carrots from all over the world can see it.
While holding their ugly ass version 3.
We haven't talked about that. I'm actually upset still.
Okay, we did kind of talk about it because you said it was black. But I finally saw the version 3. It's like a chromatic, like dark color.
Who cares? It's still dark.
So it's really dark. Sure, it looked black in the pictures, but when you see the actual like one, it's like
it's like opalescent black.
Yeah, there you go. So, but it's still dark.
But it's not their colors, and then I feel like.
Well, they didn't. They were like kind of.
Oh, they didn't even know. I feel like they didn't know either.
They were like surprised too. There because was a random live.
Yeah, Scoops and. Scoops and the 8 were like on. Not V Live. Whatever. Weverse Live. And then I guess he was saying like, oh, we're aware of like the comments and stuff about the new light stick. Yeah. But he's like, please love it anyway. He's like, we're aware of it. Because they look so disappointed. And then I think Scoops even said, he's like, oh, it was disappointing that it wasn't our colors anymore. And then the 8 was like, I like that it's light. Like, lighter to carry around. Oh like, not God. As
Yeah, because theirs is pretty big. The old one. But it's cool.
I love the old one. Like, the version 2. Even the version 1 is cute, too. Because it's like, it's white, but it still has like the pink and blue.
But this time, what the hell?
I think they're just really disappointed. Well, all carrots, I feel like they wanted the colors.
It's very mutual. Someone definitely got fired at Hype.
Like, I don't know what they're thinking. Like, it's like you messed up. Like all the mechanics of it is really cool. Like when you shake it, it changes color, like the lights. But then like the actual light stick itself is just not cute anymore.
Unfortunately.
I don't know. Carrots, tell me what you guys think. Because like the most online, what I've seen, a lot of people are disappointed.
And I mean, like, I get like, okay, because I can consider myself a carrot, but I'm not a hardcore carrot like, you know, a lot of you guys out there.
Yeah, I'm not you guys even aren't hardcore OGs and stuff. Either, but
it's curious. I'm curious to know, like, yeah, how do you guys feel? Because I mean, even me, I felt like, yeah, the other one was like actually kind of cooler.
Your cousin Camille, who is obviously like a huge, that's like her alt group. She still bought it.
Of course, yeah, of course, you're gonna buy it.
Yeah, but then she's like, she's not happy about the color.
It's like I'm gonna get this, but I'm not gonna like it.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah.
So let's okay. So more. Let's okay. Now your alts, your boys. Mm-hmm. I think we should start with, since we're already on hype. Some BTS stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff has been going on in BTS.
Always. They're on quote unquote
very active, hype-ish. Like interesting stuff going on, especially on live. Weverse yeah. Live.
Well, first,
who should we start with first? Like, take your pick.
Well, Jin. I feel like that post was so cute. The one that he posted on Instagram. So cute. Hobie and Jimin visited him, and he was in his military uniform, and it looked like his hair had grown out a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. So that was just cute because
military man
they're Jin. Visiting him, and then I don't know when J-Hope is going, but that's his.
Be soon.
That's soon for him. But yeah, that was a cute little post. And then I guess there's just been like a lot of random lives, like you said. We got another JK karaoke.
Yeah, JK karaoke, my favorite. I think that's one of my favorite lives that I actually enjoy, like while I'm working, because most of the time he does it in the early, like late enough that it becomes morning time for us.
Yeah,
here
it's
in the
like
West.
8 a.m. here, but it's like 3 a.m. over there.
And this dude is just karaokeing his
for like hours
to his heart's content.
He goes on for a long time because, like, I woke up at, I think, 10 o'clock that day, and then I saw all your text messages between you and Elise, and then I looked, and I was like, oh, wait, he's still live? It's been, like, 2.5 hours already. It's freaking crazy.
Love it. I mean, it's, you know what's crazy? I should have known. Mm-hmm. I should have assumed and expected. But, yeah, people have, like, a full set list of each Jungkook Karaoke Live.
Yeah. And they put together like the playlist, I think, of the it's songs cool. that he had sang.
I mean, let me just go. Okay. I know some of these. Do you know these?
What?
Your Gentleman. What is, how do I say this? Seacock? Natu. This sounds like all Star Wars stuff for me. Violet, Plastic Purse, It's You, Love Again, Snooze, Senorita. I didn't see it, but damn, he sang Justin Timberlake. Oh, the crazy things. I think during Senorita, when he mm-hmm. sang it, he said he was 6 years old.
When it came out?
When this came out. It, yeah. That made me feel
he's
old
a baby.
As fuck.
Yeah.
So I was like, what? I was like in elementary school or like early middle, like late middle school or something?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I was probably in high school.
Oh my God. I remember this shit. This is such a good song. Mm. If this is the first time you're hearing this song, my God, I don't even want to know how old you guys are. Second, it's a really good song. Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake, man, that album was so good. Justin Timberlake's album. Grenade, 111, 111, I think. Leave the Door Upside Down, 10,000 Hours with Justin Bieber.
Ooh, I like that song.
His favorite. I feel like he's saying
he
that
loves
before.
JB, yeah.
Ghost, of course, he's going to freaking sing
that. Oh, I love
that
song, too.
I'm the One. The Girl, Honeymoon.
He sang a lot.
Hey, apparently, like, he skipped Hype Boy or something.
Skipped over.
Oh, skipped Ditto.
He did Hype Boy. And he danced to Hype Boy in the
dark. Hype Boy. Yeah, he danced to it, and he was, like, with beer. Yeah, he was drinking beer.
Yeah.
This dude was buzzed.
Yeah, he was buzzed for sure.
I was very sad when I found out he skipped Ditto. How dare you, Jungkook? How dare you?
I sang it last time, didn't he?
No, he sang Hype Boy. Oh, no, you're right. Or
I
no,
he's singing a little bit of it.
I think, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You're right. The Ditto, and I think Ditto was there too, but mm-hmm. he did Hype Boy also. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he danced it, so shit, he danced Hype Boy. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. But the most important thing was this man was buzzed.
He was, and it was so funny because then at the end of his live.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it.
He like disappeared. I think he, like, passed out somewhere, but he had, like, this flickering candle, like, right in front of the camera, and then, like, all you could hear was, like, the candle flickering, and then at the end, you could hear him snoring.
It's so fun. This dude actually...
He passed out
on live. That's amazing.
Thank God he didn't fart or anything. Can you imagine?
Damn, I wish he farted.
But then it's so funny because then the live just, like, ended abruptly because I think someone on Weverse or Hype, like, shut it off.
They're like, oh, shit, this dude is actually
like,
knocked
out.
Like, what
he's
the
not
heck?
Coming back.
He didn't. Dude, Jungkook don't give a F anymore.
And then it was funny because, like, a couple of hours later, Jungkook, like, I guess he woke up and then he went on Weverse and posted. He's like, oh, good morning.
Jesus Christ. And the other funny parts were during, like, I think Tae and Jimin during their lives. Because they mm-hmm. also went live, too. Like, they all, like, every member, I feel like, went live this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were talking and were laughing and making fun of Jungkook for falling asleep.
Yeah, of course.
On live. Because, holy shit. Is this the first time this has ever happened?
I think so.
That's freaking awesome. It's funny because, dude, this man was, like, really buzzed because he's, like...
Yeah, he knocked out. Damn. And because it was, like, 5 a.m. over there.
That's so funny. I wish, like, at least we heard him snoring a little bit.
Yeah. It was so funny. People, like, people in the comments were like, thank God he didn't fart. Can you imagine?
Damn, man. I really wish he farted or burped or something. So that happened. And yeah, that was crazy that it actually happened. It almost feels like it was a dream. Like, for real, we saw Jungkook fall asleep.
Mm.
If anything, he's the one, I guess, having a dream. Also, yeah, so Tae, like I said, Tae was on. I did not watch any of it, but there's some random...
We've just seen, like, those clips.
There's random interesting clips about him saying, how are you, babe?
Yeah, because he was...
I'm your babe?
He was reading someone's comments, and he's like... The way he said it was so funny, too. He's like, what did he say? How are you, babe? Like, the way that he says it is so funny. He's like, I'm your babe? Like, he's, like, questioning it. But, like, that clip has been posted everywhere.
Of course. I think
people are like getting all delulu about
I've
it.
Seen yeah. That's like the only thing I've been seeing, like, every 10 scrolls.
Yeah.
It's Tae's face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean Jimin was live too, right?
Yeah, he was doing like he always does like arts and crafts.
That's cool though.
He was making like a fishbowl thing. Oh, like pouring water into a fishbowl.
I do not know any details about what happened.
And then he always makes like those Lego flowers and stuff. I don't know, he always just does those like artsy stuff.
The only reason why I know he went live was related to our boy, my birthday twin brother,
Yoongi.
So Suga's birthday, yeah,
in Korea right now. So it's your birthday in Korea too.
Yay! I guess so. Yeah. Happy happy birthday, Suga. And that means also happy birthday, John Somi, and happy birthday, Taeyeon.
Yeah.
So yeah, all of us.
March 9
babies, baby. Mm-hmm. Or should I say, babe.
Babe.
Yeah, so Suga, of course, had a birthday Weverse Live.
Yeah.
And the reason why that's the main reason why I knew Jimin had a Weverse Live. Because mm-hmm. I think Jimin even posted a video of him watching Yoongi's live. So it's like, what the
heck? So Inception. Funny.
Jiminception.
Jiminception.
Yes. Yeah, so he had his birthday Weverse Live. He had a cool cake. It perfectly matched him. It was a
so
bunch of
cute.
Cats. First off, there was like a giant cool cat plush thing on his chair.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the theme going on here with the cats. But yeah, it was a bunch of cats on his cake with a basketball hoop because he is definitely, he's a fellow NBA fan like me.
He is.
I still want to invite him to our fantasy basketball group. That'd be amazing. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, Yoongi, please join our fantasy league.
Man, I'm still upset that his BT21 character was not a cat.
Yes, that's always... We will go back to
Come
that.
Come on now.
I mean, Shuki is Shuki already. He's yeah. iconic in his own way. But damn, if Shuki was a cat...
Make more sense.
There's no cats in the group. There's no cats in BT21.
No, there's not.
We have a puppy. We have a koala. We have alpaca.
We have a horse.
We have a horse. Or so.
We have a bunny.
Or do we know it's a real yeah. or a horse?
Mong. It's bunny. We have a bunny.
And we had an alien.
Yep. And then a cookie. A Shuki cookie.
Shuki cookie. I feel. Did we forget anyone? But no, I wish it was cat. It would have made sense.
Did we forget anyone?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are we missing someone? No. I think
no,
that's
all of them.
I'm like imagining them with, what's that? What's their like?
Van.
Yeah, with Van.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what's their father's name? Van. So yeah.
I mean, like, even Stray Kids doesn't have a cat.
Fox,
yeah. But then I feel like Lino should have been a cat. But he's a bunny.
Haley, we will get to your other boys.
I'm just saying because I'm tying it in with this. Okay.
Okay. Continue. I see this slow transition as we end near the end of this one. But also, the funny part during Yoongi's live was all the comments and spamming.
Oh,
and
my
it's not
goodness.
From ARMY.
Nope.
Oh, because ARMY is always going to spam.
Yep.
This was by Jungkook and Hobi spamming the shit out of the chat. And then, like, freaking Jungkook kept saying, Yoongi, marry me.
They're such trolls. It's funny because obviously Yoongi sees these because when the members comment, it kind of like highlights it.
Oh yeah,
and like it has it like on the screen Yoongi for a will long
see
time.
It. We will see it. Mm. Everyone will freaking see it.
Everyone screenshotted that shit and was making all those memes of Yoongi running and Yoongi marry me and all these like brides following Yoongi, but then it's all the comments of like Hobi, yeah, and Jungkook. It's like
Jungkook, and then you should see Jimin, and
so funny,
so good. So with that said, yeah, happy birthday to all my fellow K-pop idol Pisces March Niners, and also and anyone else that's listening, Team Pisces, right? But I think it's time to move on to your other boys,
yeah,
or should I say your other kids?
My kids, yes,
Stray Kids.
My Stray Kids.
What is going on?
A lot of stuff, always.
Always.
Let me find this shit.
Find it? Yeah. It should be in front of
me. No, it is in front of me. I was looking for the screenshot that I took. So Stray Kids actually released, I don't know, you've watched some of it with me.
A little bit.
The first.
I was forced.
Shut up.
I was tied to the chair, held at gunpoint.
Get out of here.
Haley's holding my eyes open and making me watch all this shit.
No, the first take. You know, the one where they sing live. It's only for that Japanese. It's only for their Japanese songs, basically, where they sing.
I've seen a couple of them.
So those ones are cool because it's a one shot, one take kind of thing. They can't. If they make a mistake, that's it.
What was the last one I saw?
Case one Scars? For three. Oh, and Scars. They've done Scars too. But they released one for Case One for Three maybe like a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't know that they were going to do another one, and they did. And they did Lost Me. I love that song. It's written.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, I know. I am very aware that you love this song. I feel like this is the only other thing I hear these days, the sound and Lost Me. I don't even hear Case 143 anymore.
Well, I don't. I mean, I'm used to, I like the Korean version of Case 143. But so Lost Me, the lyrics are actually by Changbin, and it's composed by Chani and Changbin. The song is more mellow, like sweet. It's about love, of course. But you guys should check it out because these first take videos are really, really well done, like the way that they set them up. And you can really hear their vocals. So in this song, Hyunjin and Changbin actually get like singing vocals.
Yes.
And it's really nice to hear them sing because, you know, usually they're rapping all the time. Felix actually sings a little bit too. And he's like raspy, deep voice.
Especially Changbin.
Man.
A.K.A. Taeyong. The Taeyong of Stray Kids.
Like, damn, he sings so well. Like, use his vocals more, well, please.
I want to just... Well, the reason why I brought up Taeyong, if you don't know the reference, is our boy Changbin was featured one time...
On The Masked Singer.
On The Masked Singer, like, in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, if you're not even familiar with that, it's a really cool show. I think they had... They have it here in the U.S.
They have an American version.
They took it from, like, Korea, because it was a good idea. It's kind of cool.
They have celebrities basically singing, and you don't know who they're... Because Ryan Reynolds was on it, too.
They're wearing a mask. That's why it's called Masked Singer.
And the masks are, like, weird, too.
Yeah, it's funny-ass masks, to be honest. So they had Changbin do it, sang a song by Taeyong, right?
Yes.
Yes? Are you breathing heavily, Haley? Look at you.
No.
Yes.
No tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes, there you go.
I'm obsessed when he sings, like, his voice sounds so good. You have to hear Changbin
singing. His singing voice, why the hell do they not utilize his voice?
Because it makes everyone cream their pants, honestly.
Excuse me?
I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah,
you mean like drop...
Drop my panties for
What the hell? Well, I was going to try to say drop like pie or whipped cream. That's why your pants gets creamed. Not. I was trying to kind of keep it PG, if we're going to say jizz in my pants, I guess I'm going to... Cream and jizz all over my pants. No, Haley.
But it's funny because I had posted that video of Changbin singing that song, and a lot of people were shocked that it was him singing. Oh, man, that was
crazy.
They're like, what the fuck? Changbin sings?
Because all of a sudden when he started rapping, then you're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, then you know it's now him. You know.
It's like, Changbin.
Yes, he sounds exactly like that.
So that was super cool. That's why it was cool to hear it. And then, you know what this reminds me? Like, because I do love these two. They have that. Oh man, what is exactly that called? They have one too.
For what?
Like it's another. I guess YouTube channel that does it. Is like it the live vocals.
Kill me something.
Kill this.
What is it called? Like, who did it?
But, well, because in reference, I wanted to talk about... oh, no, it's just called, like, Band Live Version. It's by...
Oh, yeah,
What is it? It's just, like, I think live, like a band.
Yeah.
If you look it up for a lot of groups, like, they have it. It's, like, more new, too.
Is that the one that New Jeans did? Yes. When they were being awkward?
The reason why is, you like, that reminded me of what... Like, what you said reminded me of that, because... Okay, I'm gonna just plug in my girl's New Jeans, because if you listen to it, it's so good. Like, same with Stray Kids. It's like you really get to hear
their voices
and the vocals.
Yeah.
There's no filters. None of Bang Chan and Han's favorite
fucking auto-tune. Get that shit out of here, man.
They love their auto-tune. No, but like, man, I remember listening to it. It was like weird because it was during Christmas time for like New Jeans. So it was like a Christmas-themed like ditto. But it was so good. Like, their vocals is really shined. You get to hear... I was like, shit, like, I love Danielle's voice. She has, like, this really, like chill, raspy, like, soothe voice kind of thing when she's, like, singing. And obviously, Honey's, they're all really good. And Hane, it's not Hain.
Hane.
It's Hane.
Like Hanes.
Hanes underwear and and shirts.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why it'd be cool. Definitely check out the Stray Kids ones, too, because if you haven't yet, especially
they're
if you're
so good. Like, the Scars one is my favorite.
You really get to hear it, like, and it's, like, not filtered. The cool one about the live band is there's a live band playing for them, though. So, it's really cool. I think, though, has Stray Kids ever done live band?
I don't think so.
These are other groups. Yeah. It's funny, the 17 did it.
Oh,
BSS.
Yeah. Yep.
had one recently.
But, so, still going on to, like, because they've been promoting their Japanese album, of course, like, this whole month and last month as well. So they were actually on a Japanese show, like a Japanese TV show. I don't know what the name is. I couldn't find it. But so one of the guests who was on the show, he's actually a huge stay.
It's a dude.
It's a guy. His name is Itagaki. And he is a Japanese actor. I guess he's like super famous in Japan.
Oh, okay.
So he was being interviewed by the host, and like the host was getting him to like talk about Stray Kids, because he's like, "Oh, you really like Stray Kids? Like, what do you like about them? And like, who's your favorite member?" And little did he know that Stray Kids was behind the fucking wall.
Is this
it's this one where bust through the walls.
Them punching through the wall. And the guy that freaked out was him. Then
So. So I guess this TV show has done this for like other K-pop groups as well, not just Stray Kids. They use that thing where they surprise guests and they like punch through the paper walls, basically.
That was funny. And it's funny because the three members that punch through the walls are like three of Haley's like her bias and bias records.
Yeah, but the other because like that clip was short, the one that you saw, but I watched the full segment of it. So it was all Stray Kids members. So like Changmin, Hyunjin, and Bang Chan were on one side of the wall, and then on the other side of the wall it was Felix, Lino,
Seungmin.
No, Seungmin and Ayan were like
they're on the
box.
Table, right? Like hiding.
So they were supposed to like pop up, but like everything got ruined because the host and Itagaki, they got so like scared, like surprised. Like I don't know if you saw, like the host fell over backwards.
They got scared,
and then like Itagaki got scared, like, and then he got so shocked when he noticed that it was Stray Kids, and then he ran off set, and then like Han was the other one on the wall, and then Han like ran after Itagaki, and like he picked him up and like he carried him back onto set. But it was just like,
what a lucky man.
It was such a cute like interaction. Like, you can probably like look it up on, I think it's on Instagram, YouTube.
You'll see it there. You'll see
just
a bunch
of
clips.
Put Itagaki with Stray Kids, because it's such a cute interaction, because I think when the host was interviewing him, he was asking like who his favorite member was. This is before Stray Kids came out. He was like, "Oh yeah, I'm IN biased." And then so like when Stray Kids came out, and then IN directly asked him, he's like, "Why do you like me?" He's like, "Why do you like me the most?" Like, Ian said that to him. And then Itagaki got like, you could tell that he was super shy. Like, he couldn't even look at them in the eyes. And then I guess the host noticed that, and he's like, why aren't you looking at them in the eyes? And he's like, you know, it's kind of like when you can't look at the sun. Like, he described it as that. Like, they're shining so brightly. And then he said to Ian, he's like, You being here is already enough. Thank you for being born. Thank you for existing. Thank you for being a member of Stray Kids and continuing to be an idol. And then he says, Nomo choahe, which means I like you in Korean. He's just like really, really like sweet.
Well, yeah.
The thing is that Isegaki, he looks really young. He's only a year younger than Ayan, but he looks so small. Like, I don't
even... I saw him. He's tiny.
I thought he was a child.
Me too. He's tiny.
Oh, no, yeah. But he's only like a year younger than Ayan.
I did not expect that.
Yeah, but then that whole interaction is like super cute. And then I guess it was his birthday and they sang happy birthday for him.
How would you feel if Sprig and sang happy birthday?
I would fucking die.
Yeah, you would. Just and then hit I that guess, life alert again.
I guess Isegaki like went on live after that show as well. And then for his birthday... And he was wearing like an IN, no, the skazoo of IN.
Of
like,
course.
He had his toy and then repping. Like a headband of Foxy. And I was like, oh, he is a, like, he's a huge stay, basically. He's like one of us.
One of us.
Yeah. So that was cute. And then also, so Bang Chan actually had his episode 200 of Chani's Room.
Wow,
he
damn.
Made it to episode 200.
No, yeah. He's not canceled yet.
He's never going to get canceled. He said, like, he's like, oh, next time it'll be episode 300 and 400 and stuff like that.
Can you imagine 1,000 when we're all, like, in our 50s?
So I guess Div 1, they made a cake for him, and it was him sitting on his couch. Like a cake.
What a great cake.
I was laughing
it's
at
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
And then the staff also created a test for Bang Chan to do during the live.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Basically, it's a test. It had 20 questions, and it was all relating back to, like, random episodes over the course of, like, the 200 episodes. And it was just, like, whose hand is this? Or, like, what song were they singing on this episode? Or, like, whose hand is in this screenshot?
How badly
kind of thing.
Did he do?
He got 18 out of 20.
Oh, shit.
He
okay,
did
there,
really good, but it was so funny.
I take it back. That's pretty impressive.
It was funny, though, because I guess in the beginning he said, like, I'm going to do this test with Stay so Stay can help me. And then, like, when he got 18 out of 20, someone wrote in the comments, like, you cheated, though. And then he's like, I did not cheat. He's like, I didn't cheat. I said that I would do this with Stay. So, like, Stay helped me. And then he's like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'm just kidding. Like, he did his, like, giggle and stuff.
Jesus Christ.
You can probably imagine it. But then I think, so, like, for question 20, this one was cute, though. So his last question for the test, it said, describe how you feel about having Chan's Room episode 200. And then Bang Chan wrote, and I think he had Love Stay playing while he was writing his answer. It took a while. I think it repeated like 4 times. Like, see, he was really thinking deep about it. But he wrote, time has passed since January 2nd, 2019. Time is like, I hate that time flies fast, but it's worth forgiving because we had so many fun memories. LOL. Why do I deserve this? I don't know. You've been... Oh, I said, I don't know why you've been with me for 200 episodes, but if you could get a bit of energy from Chan's Room, I'm happy with that. I'll continue to do Chan's Room, so don't worry. I won't go anywhere. A promise is a promise. And then that was his final answer for it. I was like, oh, he's so cool.
Was that literally what you did?
No. Oh, anyway, so I don't know if you saw this, but Stray Kids is having a comeback. In April, like, they confirmed it. They just finished filming a music video, and Stay saw that it was being filmed in the middle of the Han River.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? So I'm really excited about that.
And they're still finishing. They're gonna still finish touring.
Yeah, they're gonna be
holy what the
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, they're busy as fuck. So like this coming weekend they're actually going to Manila for March, I think, 11th and 12th. And then after that, they'll be here in the U.S. like a week after.
This is the life of a JYP group.
Yeah, so like...
Like nonstop. Holy shit.
Their comeback is not confirmed. They don't have like a set date for it, but they just said they'll have a new music video, I think, in April. But they're not releasing the full album yet because JYP stated there's no decided date for that yet. So, but it's coming up. I'm thinking maybe like June.
Oh man!
Or like summertime.
We'll
see.
They never catch any breaks. These guys always working. working hard.
Yeah, which means that we as stays don't fucking get any breaks in
just
our
imagine
wallet.
JYP cracking the whip. And it's not hitting Stray Kids, it's hitting twice.
Yeah, for reals. And then I guess like one last thing that I thought was a really good achievement for them. So Stray Kids joins BTS as the only K-pop act in Billboard history to top US and Japan in the main album charts multiple times.
Wow.
Yes.
Army stay rejoice.
But you know what? Like, I feel like Stray Kids is not as popular in Korea compared to in Japan and the US.
That's interesting.
It is interesting
because
to me.
I mean, there's so many groups though, like in Korea. Like
yeah.
They get to see a lot. It's like opposite because, like, you know, the smaller groups kind of, you know, like don't get as much exposure.
There's
globally.
Stray Kids is so popular in Japan.
Oh, they're freaking ins-
they're everywhere.
Haley was watching a walkthrough of someone just walking around Shibuya, like one of those weird, one of those videos where you're like walking around the city, like, and they're just walking around. This person wasn't just walking around Shibuya. It wasn't your typical Japanese like walkthrough video. Mm-hmm. Oh no, they were looking at all the Stray Kids banners, posters, and like just stuff for the sound.
Yeah, they're everywhere in Shibuya right now. And then
they are. It's pretty insane.
And then because when we're going to Japan, I'm going to look for the pudding at Family Mart.
What are you talking about pudding?
So Lino, whenever he goes to Japan, he's obsessed with pudding, and he
literally
eats,
like flan pudding.
Yes, flan pudding. Dessert.
It's like the Japanese like famous pudding. You know you see it on Instagram.
Yeah,
it's like the little brown sugar like dark top flan, with like the egg flan.
Yeah, so he eats this specific brand from Family Mart, which is a convenience store in Japan. And they sponsored him, and now they have Stray Kids, like, strapped onto it.
I cannot believe they sponsored, and they ended up collaborating.
Yeah.
And having a special, like, box cover or something.
They have a Stray Kids box cover for it. They even have photo cards and those acrylic stands for it.
Can you guys guess where we are stopping by first?
Every single fucking Family Mart in Japan.
Because Haley's was going to force us to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Well, you like the melon pond from there, though.
See, that's your only silver lining.
Family Mart has good food.
They do have good food.
I want the chicken, too.
Oh, of course. Family Mart chicken. Fried chicken. Mm-hmm. Always.
But yeah, that's it.
I'm excited to try the pudding, to be honest. But Haley's going to keep every box stop.
Yeah.
Coming soon to a Mercari.
I want to eat the
Mercari listing.
I want to eat the pudding that Lino eats.
Oh, whoa. That sounds.
What?
No, actually, no. I was trying to make it like PG-13. I couldn't think of anything. It's just like the way you said it. Never mind. I think this is getting too late. Okay. I think it's time to end it here. So thank you, everyone, for joining us as always. Okay. Maybe I'll throw in an anime thing. Mm-hmm. We watched. The Demon Slayer.
Don't waste. Oh wait, you can't anyway. I was gonna say
it's too late.
Waste
it was
your
only
time.
One day thing. it was. Maybe if we had researched it properly, we would have known that it's literally the last two episodes of the last season,
the entertainment arc,
and then the first season of the new one that's gonna come out, the new arc,
one episode
of the Swordsmith Village. So that's what it was. It was literally episodes, and it said episode. This episode that like it wasn't fluid like Mugen Train.
No,
like it wasn't like a full movie thing. So yeah, it was kind of disappointing.
It was disappointing, but then the thing is, it looks so fucking cool.
We got to see the fights reanimated in freaking like movie form. Because oh shit, it looks so. The fighting for the end, the last two episodes of the entertainment arc
with Tengen
is wild.
Oh my god,
and. Already look freaking amazing on like the regular anime.
Yeah.
Movie wise, shit. This is some next level stuff.
But yeah.
Like Espa would agree. But it was really great. Besides that, it was disappointing that it ended right there though.
But then it's supposed to come out, I think, next month anyway.
Yeah,
so we don't have to wait.
The new
long.
Season's coming up and it's gonna be a really good season. I told Haley already. Look forward
to it.
I'm
excited.
So I think there we go. We got a little Genshin, got anime, you know, K-pop as always. So, you know, with all that said, thank you very much to everyone who is still hanging in there and listening to us right now. Give us a like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in to us right now. We are available on all platforms for podcasts. And there's some social media stuff. And you can contact us here Haley, can you take it away?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
But specifically
on Instagram.
For like for you can DMs. Talk for yourself. I don't have to I don't have to direct Sorry.
You can just DM us on Instagram because it's way easier than TikTok.
Like it's like I have you just say one word.
On program. I am programmed to say then, this.
And then I have to like
Yeah.
I have to turn your buttons. I have to hit the directional pads.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for joining us. And as always, everyone take care. Stay safe to the next episode. And as always,
peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.